completely redesigned Bashani Radio app is hotter than ever. Ever. Now you can binge listen your favorite podcast show. And for those listeners that like to talk trash, excuse me, I mean give feedback. Just tap our new feedback button and run your mouth for 60 seconds. Download free for iPhone and Android in the App Store or listen online at BashaniRadio.com.
Hello and welcome to the Secret Vibe Show. You're listening to Valerie A. Campbell, and this is the place where you get to turn your vibe on. Your V for your vision. Your vision, the purpose for which you were placed on this earth for. And correcting the vision of how you see yourself so that you can fulfill that purpose. Your I for your intention. It's all about sowing the seeds, okay? And your B for your beliefs. What limiting beliefs do you have that is stopping you from attaining that vision? That's stopping you from being all that you are. And your E for your expectation, standing in that place of faith with full expectancy that your vision will come to pass. So what is your vibe right now? What is the feeling that you are sending out? Remember, your vibes, your feeling is a universal language, irrespective of your creed, color, age, wherever you are in the world. Your feelings is a universal language, and what you project out based on your conscious or your unconscious beliefs, the universe, God's universe, will give you evidence of that. That's its job. To support you in your beliefs. So if you're feeling negative right now, ask yourself, what do I want to get yourself right back into alignment? What do you want? So that will then cause you to send out positive feelings, positive vibrations, therefore giving the universe the language that it needs to support you in your belief. Now, today's show is about being blind to love. Now, when we meet someone, often we're excited about that person, when we have feelings for them. And often, we can be so consumed with feelings for that person, especially when there's that chemistry going on, that red flags are presented in the relationship right there in front of you, but you ignore it. You ignore it. So let's look at red flags and, why it's so important that we are not blind to these red flags that are presented before us. So let's not be love blind. Now, as you know, they say that love is blind. When we're in a new relationship, we tend to overlook these flags, okay? They're like big signs in front of us saying, hey, but we ignore them, okay? But we need to look at these flags. We need to listen to that intuition that is prompting us, because those signs will really help you to see who your partner is. And if they're a good fit for you, if they match the criteria, which I hope by now that you have said, because you perhaps have been listening to my show for a long time, you should know what you want in a relationship. You should know if this person is a good fit for you. So you should be looking at red flags, okay? Now, it's oftentimes that after a relationship ends, that we think about the red flags. It's almost like we can now see the breadcrumbs to the place where you're then at. Okay, at that place of where the relationship ends, you look back and you can see the red flags. You can see the crumbs that has led you to that point that you completely ignored. Did your friends not like him? Was there little things that you said that your feeling, your vibe said, this doesn't make me feel good? Maybe I can't quite articulate why that action doesn't make me feel good. Yeah. But that is a red flag. Okay. Has this person taken time to meet your parents? Do you somehow feel manipulated, but you just can't put your hands on it? Never ignore your feelings. Never ignore your vibe. It's a sure sign for you that it is a red flag. Now, I've been in this situation more than once, more than twice. And I'm sure, listeners, that you can relate to that. So right now, if you're in a new relationship and you're having doubts about it, then let me tell you, it's probably for good reason. But what are the red flags? What are the red flags? Now, these red flags are the ones you need to look out for and not ignore. Even while I'm actually speaking on this subject, I'm remembering red flags that I've experienced. And it's like, wow, how did I not see it at the time? But the thing is, you did see it at the time, just as I did, but you chose to ignore it. Okay? So, a huge red flag is when they accuse you of cheating. That's just one of them, okay? So maybe you're one of those modern type of girls, you're on social media, etc., etc., and maybe they saw a picture of you on Facebook and with a, you know, somebody of the opposite gender, and you know, there's a little jealousy involved. However, when someone accuses you of cheating on them, especially when they have no evidence, it may be that they are projecting their actions on you, okay? What they're capable of. So, usually, those type of people are very defensive because they have done it themselves. And so their accusations actually just might be an expression of their guilt and their paranoia of you finding the truth. Okay, so they project that feeling on you. And you're probably going to hear me use that word project quite a lot. Here's another one. And for me, this is a huge one. I may even touch again upon it later. Now, they never apologize. Now, you may not think that this is a big deal. But let me tell you, this is a major relationship red flag. You see, the inability to apologize essentially shows that they do not take any responsibility and ownership for their actions. Think about that for a moment. They do not take any responsibility and ownership for their actions. That's why they cannot apologize. And so, watch this, every fight will be your fault. Every fight will be your fault. Can you imagine what that does to your self-esteem? Anything that goes bad will be because of you. And it's not worth it. When you argue with them to make them see the sense, what you're using is your energy. Now look, we're all given a certain amount of energy within a day. If you're using your energy on this person to make them see sense, as it were, okay, can you imagine the impact it's having in other areas of your life? Your work life, your business life, your vision that is within you that you want to pursue. Can you see how you won't have energy to even pursue that with as much gusto as you would like because you're spending so much time perhaps defending yourself in this relationship? Okay? So my best thing to do, my best thing that I can suggest is that you actually stay away from people like this. It's not worth it. It is not worth it. Arguing with them will be like running around in a circle, running around in a cycle. What about possessiveness? Okay. It's kind of nice. Kind of feels good, you know, when someone texts you and asks you where you are. But then when it becomes repetitive or they're doing that in front of friends, it can come across as really demanding, especially if it's a third text, fourth text, fifth text. Where are you? Starts to get just a little too much, right? Can you feel the red flag? If they're constantly asking you what you're doing, who you're with, let me tell you, this is a red flag. It's controlling behavior, especially when this manifests itself early in the relationship. Take note of it, because this behavior can only become worse. How someone does anything is how they do everything, okay? And that behavior may then result in them actually stopping you from seeing certain friends and family members, okay? So they start to want to limit you from your social life. Another thing about this person, they don't have many friends. They don't have many friends. Have they introduced you to their friends? And think about it. Why doesn't a person have any friends, or they have very few friends? Now, I'm not talking about shy people and, you know, they've got like a close network of people around them. That's completely different, okay? Because you should always choose your friends wisely, okay? Very important. Always consciously choose your friends. I'm not talking about that. If the only people that they socialize with are like their grandma and you know, their sisters, listen, there's a clear sign that something is wrong with them from a social aspect. Now, it could mean that they're really codependent, or that for some reason, maybe friends that they've had, they've actually repelled their friends. So their friends are actually short-lived, because at some point they sabotage the relationship with that friend. They're emotionally destructive and their friends run to the hills. They are unable to form healthy relationships. So think carefully. Also, as well, when they speak about their previous friends, girlfriends, or boyfriends, and I don't encourage that you really delve into a person and say, well, why did you finish with that one? And why did you finish with that one? And why did you finish with that one? Okay. But if they're speaking about ex-relationships, kind of like get a gist of why they finished with that person. Why did the relationship end? Again, if you find that it was over something that you find to be very slight, which means they don't have that staying power, that is a red flag. Okay? Don't ignore red flags. Or when they speak about these exes, they all appear to be crazy. Every one of them appears to be nuts. So if their exes tend to be crazy, as they described, who do you think's going to be the next crazy one? Let me tell you, run for cover on that one. Another one, you're their first relationship. Now, if their previous relationships were those, you know, with like were one night stands and, you know, what they call friends with no benefits, okay, all right, short-term relationships happen. But if that's the only thing that they indulge in, that's the only thing that they can handle, red flag, commitment issue. Okay, this one's a big one for me. When you're dating someone who is disrespectful to their parents, disrespectful to their parents. Look, there's a saying, how a man treats his mother is how he will treat his wife. Now, this applies to both the male and the female. And it's absolutely true. Absolutely true. I have proved this. Okay? So meet the parents, see how this person interacts with their parents, how they speak to their parents. And you will be able to determine whether there is a mutual respect within the family. If they don't treat their own parent nicely, what, you think that you're special? They're not going to treat you nicely either. Another red flag. They make you feel guilty and they wield it as if it's a weapon. Now, if this is the only way they can get you to do something, again, run. They will drain you like a vampire. Okay? They will take your energy. So be mindful of this one. Somebody who uses guilt trips on you. And let's look again at cheating. If they cheated on their last relationship with you, not everyone who cheats will always be a cheater. You know, people have their different reasons, but if you're the one they cheated with, most likely they'll do it again. And this is a red flag that you just can't push under the carpet because the trust has been broken. This behavior shows that they have never actually had the time to actually process any breakup. Moving from relationship to relationship without even going through the breakup is not a good sign because they're carrying the negative energy, unresolved energy, onto the next relationship. Okay? And that's not a good sign. Now, another thing is the relationship 50-50? In other words, do they make you do everything? A relationship is based on mutual respect, mutual sharing. You work together as complementary, you're helpmate to one another. If you find that you're doing all the cleaning, the cooking and the activity planning, that's not a relationship. It doesn't feel like a relationship. That's parenting. And it shows that they're not fully invested in the relationship because they're just taking and taking and taking and they're just looking for a free ride. So get rid of them. Let them find someone else to be their slave. I don't mean that, but you get my gist, okay? They point out your insecurities. They're quick to point out what they perceive as what's wrong with you. So what if you've got a little bit of extra weight around your belly? So what if you've got a spot on your face? As if you weren't aware of it. But the fact is, in them making themselves aware, or making you aware that they're aware of it, it makes you feel self-conscious about it, right? It makes you kind of feel a bit bad about yourself. The fact is, they should never bring it up. In fact, they should be helping you to project a good vibe, okay? They should be helping you to embrace who you are. So if they're calling you names, verbally abusing you and shaming you, what, does that sound like love? Look, this is control. This is about control and it's about manipulation. And that behavior has no place in a healthy relationship. And it will only continue to get worse. Yeah? So remember, we only accept the love that we think that we deserve. Name calling, I touched on it just now, verbal abuse. Look, in an argument, we've all said things, yeah? That we didn't say, or that we wish we didn't say. Let me correct myself. However, if you're arguing with somebody and your partner is filled with venomous, oh gosh, like hateful and negative phrases, and oh gosh, this is not okay. And it is a huge emotional red flag. Name calling? Listen, put that in your on your boundary list, yeah? If you haven't heard my show on boundaries, go back and listen to it. That is a no-no. I mentioned earlier, you don't meet his friends. Has your partner or the person you're going out with their friends and inviting you along? Because that's not a good sign. They should be happy to be showing you to their friends and showing you off. They should be happy. Yes? Think about it. Because you're a prize. But there's going to be a couple of reasons for this type of behavior. They either don't want you to show yourself. They either do not want to show themselves as in a relationship to others. Or they feel that their friends and family will not approve of you because of their circumstances. Either way, you deserve better. Okay? Look at how they, their work ethic. Again, a red flag. Now, okay, it might be early in the relationship, but what happens when this relationship becomes long-term? You need someone who has the same work ethic as you. Yeah? So if you've got a strong work ethic and your partner is more relaxed, how is he going to support you in your vision and vice versa? What will happen is that you'll end up taking on most of the responsibilities. Remember, a relationship is based on two people. Okay? Two people involved, not one person doing most of the work while the other person's a couch potato. Mm-mm. Here's a big one. They want to change you. Listen, if a person doesn't like you the way that you are, bye, see you later. See you later. Because if this person is trying to change you and they're still with you, then what do they want you for? They don't like you for you. So what is the agenda? What is the reason that they're in there in your life? Now, many of you are probably listening to these red flags and you're, listen, have compassion with yourself. Listen, I've been there. And when I look back sometimes, I cringe. Even speaking, talking right now on this radio show, examples are flying into my mind and it's making me cringe. Yeah? But when a person wants to change you, you have to be on the alert for it. Again, feel your vibe, feel your feelings, because this one can be kind of tricky. Like sometimes you don't realize that the person is trying to change you. Okay, it's like a snake. It worms its way in. It's very manipulative, which should never be used in a relationship. So they may suggest that you cut your hair in a different way, or they may change the way that you speak, or it may be some kind of activity that they get you to do. But eventually, you look in your mirror and you think, this is not me. I had a girlfriend, actually we're still very good friends, and she started dating this guy. And my friend is very, very good dresser. You know, she's very feminine, she loves to dress in flowing dresses, and you know, she's a bit of a tease. So sometimes, you know, her dress might be a little see-through in the right places, but still in a stylish and classic manner. And she got with this guy who was much older than her. And eventually I began to see her change before my very eyes. All of a sudden she wasn't as, you know, as contactable as she used to be. All right, fair enough. She's spending more time with her partner. But then her dress code began to change. she became a kind of like a fuddy-duddy in terms of her dress code. And the activities that she loved, like dancing, all of a sudden she wasn't allowed to go to that dance anymore because he felt threatened or insecure because of another man touching her. So can you see how it's kind of insidious how a person can want to change you? No. Put your foot down. Listen to your vibe. Feel your vibe. How are you feeling? Another red flag. They don't take no as an answer. Listen, let your no be your no. Has your partner refused to stop doing something after you've asked them nicely to stop? So they've done something and you think, okay, they didn't know that I don't like that. Then they do it again and you think, okay, it's an accident, you know, they've slipped up. But then they do it again. And you're thinking, hold on a minute. This person's actually doing this deliberately. So I ask you again, has your partner refused to stop doing something after you've asked them nicely to stop? If your significant other is constantly pushing the boundaries with you when you have clearly stated no, this shows they will continue to do so. And in some cases, it can even lead to an abusive relationship. I remember this guy that I dated, and one of the conditions is that I don't like shoes in my home. And it's usually when people come to my home, they know straight away, because as soon as you open the door, there's the line of shoes. Oh, do you want me to take off my shoes? Or they do it automatically. This particular man insisted that he wear his shoes. What? And started to argue with me. Why do I have to wear shoes? And why can't I wear my shoes in the house? I'm a man. I was like, excuse me? So it might be something small, but how is it making you feel? That is pushing the boundaries. Can you see how that is trying to make you change? Yeah? To suit the other person? Red flags. Do not overlook them. Okay? Now, the obvious one that I haven't mentioned is that they're physically, emotionally, mentally abusive. And many people may be thinking, gosh, well, that's actually obvious, isn't it? But let me tell you, when you're in a relationship, it may be hard to notice certain types of abusive behavior. And it's easy for someone to say, oh, just get out of it. But again, it's insidious in nature. It starts with the small things first. And then when you allow it, then the boundary is pushed a little bit more. And then you allow it. Can you see where this is going? And because your feelings and your emotions is wrapped up with this person and you believe that you love this person, there's hope. And you think, oh, he's going to change. He said sorry. He's going to change. But many people may be thinking, no, he's not going to change. Or maybe even, no, she's not going to change, okay? Because there are some men that are being abused right now. They just don't come forward as much as the women. That's what the statistics say. But when you're in a relationship, it may be hard to notice certain types of abusive behavior. But if they call you names and shame you and demean you and manipulate you, or you find yourself crying and your energy is so low, this is abusive behavior. Call it what it is, and you must leave the relationship. Because they won't change. A cat is a cat and a dog is a dog. So do not ignore red flags. Now, if you're listening to this show and you've experienced or are experiencing any of those red flags, and you would just like a girly chat, because maybe you're in pain at this moment in time, and maybe you're walking around in a daze with a mark.
Completely redesigned, Bashani Radio app is hotter than ever. Ever. Now you can binge listen your favorite podcast show. And for those listeners that like to talk trash, excuse me, I mean give feedback. Just tap our new feedback button and run your mouth for 60 seconds. Download free for iPhone and Android in the App Store or listen online at BashaniRadio.com.